Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm Michelle Silva, and 'tis the season to be jolly, right? Yeah, well, in the midst of all the fun of the shopping and the wrapping and the celebrating and gathering with our friends and family, you know, it's not always as joyous. You know, sometimes people are out there and having some rough times, maybe with the end of the year, starting a new year, the holidays themselves, they can be a little depressive. So to lighten the mood and to get us rolling for 2020, I have Pamela Nine, who is a medium and intuitive counselor. And she's helped me with a lot of personal things and that I've gone through in 2019, especially the loss of my mother. And like, say good morning to Pamela.
Good morning.
Morning. And, you know, I think a lot of us are looking forward to new prosperous 2020, you know.
Is that, exactly. Is that bad? I know I am.
Is that bad to think that way? Like, oh, I just can't wait to get rid of this past.
No, because I've had so many people tell me this has been a hard year, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of good things have happened too, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of friends have lost relatives and like you, and there's been a lot of things going on this year.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to those folks, including myself? You know, you're going through the holidays for the first time. Our good friend Billy Kidd, too, who lost his dad. And you think of, you know, the first round of holidays. I mean, because there's a first for everything. First Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, first New Year's, the first Easter, their first birthday. There's a lot of firsts that go along with it. And
right.
So how do you help people, I guess, cope with that?
Well, you know, I've been counseling for, oh my gosh, over 30 years. I'm getting old. But, you know, I think the main thing I tell everybody is don't just take it one day at a time, because some days you have to take it 1 hour at a time. And you actually have to work through, you know, the loss that you're suffering to get on the other side of it. And sometimes it takes a while, and you really just have to let it unfold, and you will get through. That's the main thing you have to keep telling yourself.
And with all the sadness, say the loss of a parent, a son, a daughter, and what are some of the things that we should be doing, or maybe, I don't know, not be doing around the, you know, the holidays?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people get so wrapped up in the grief that they're feeling that they think of all the bad things. But there are lots of good things with it, too. When I lost my dad in 2003, he was sick for a while, and he suffered with dementia. And even though I really, really missed him so bad, I also realized it was a good thing. He wasn't here suffering anymore. Plus, he can help me on the other side, and he does. So, you know, there are lots of good things, you know, like the signs you get from your mom. And it's those little things that help us, you know, get through that healing and that hurt. And we do.
And how can you explain it to tell people signs to look for? Like what, or how can, what types of signs, how can they look for signs? You know, it's been a while since I've seen any, and I'm like, come on, Mom, show me something.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people think when they're on the other side, they're just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. Well, I've been like this my whole life, and I have realized a long time ago, we still have evolving and growth to go through on the other side. So if the signs lessen or we don't hear from them for a little while, you know, just know that they're doing stuff and they are still around us. And a lot of the signs, you know, they include they love to work. Well, spirit is energy, so electrical things. You know, a lot of people, I get pennies from my grandmother, and my dad sends me dimes. And a lot of people see red birds. You know, that's
Which I've seen
one of yours.
Quite a few. Yes, my little cardinal.
butterflies, songs will come on. You'll see their name. And the signs show up everywhere. I mean, I have pictures because I ask for the signs. And then I'll say, okay, well, can I have another one?
Not being greedy, but I just want to make sure.
Right. So I do. I ask for them and I take pictures. You can, you know, there'll be signs in the sky. You'll see like an initial, or you'll be driving along and you'll see their name or something specific to them on a license plate in front of you, or a billboard, or you'll hear a song. You'll know when the signs come through and who they're from.
So during this time of year, Pamela, should, you know, as we have the different holidays, should we try to plan different things so we don't have to go through that mourning again of, you know,
well,
losing our
family member? I think it's very personal to everyone and, you know, how they choose to deal with it. But personally, myself, when my dad passed in 2003, you know, it was in February, so we had Thanksgiving come up and then the Christmas holiday. So I knew he would be there in spirit anyway, and he was. And he always sat at the head of the table. I always cooked pretty much every year, and everyone came to my house. And so I set a plate for him and realized he's there with us, you know, and through the years I stopped doing that. But I think the first year and then, you know, maybe even the year after, it's good to recognize, you know, they're there and still honor them. But, of course, that has to be something that you're okay with. So mm-hmm. It's different for everybody.
And I guess in factoring in if you have children or not. And
absolutely.
You know, perhaps you want to make sure you keep their memory alive.
Absolutely. That's so important. I mean, I have a lot of my clients, you know, they're going through the grief and they're trying to deal with their children's grief. And some days they just want to go jump in a cave or, you know, close off themselves. And that's okay too. But you really do have to heal yourself through it, you know, and that old saying, time heals you. You know what? You heal you through time. I really believe that.
But sometimes it's so hard to think of the holidays and not having this person in your life anymore and just thinking, wow, I wish they weren't happening. I wish it was just like another day.
Right. It's a part of life, you know, and these are the hardest lessons that we have to go through.
That's why you say hour by hour. It's not always day by day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And is there a such thing? We hear a lot about the medical condition SAD during, you know, the winter months and, you know, we don't see so much sunlight and rainy days. Is that such a thing?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I see people all the time that suffer from that. It's called SAD, and it's actually technically known as seasonal affective disorder. Is caused by the daylight diminishing earlier and seasonal weather changes and, you know, a lot of people staying indoors more. And they're affected by depression. Mm-hmm. And that's what this medical condition is known as. And there's lots of people that deal with depression, you know, in the winter months. And so what I would say to that is, you know, just really try to get out, be creative with your time. And every day, it really does work if you wake up and have a positive thought and set the tone for the day. I think that's so important. If you think you're going to have a crappy day, then you probably will. But if you wake up and you know, get on the other side of that and try to be happy or have a good thought or even think of helping someone else, it will turn into a much better day.
And do you believe in making like those, you know, some people will put sticky notes.
Yes.
About, hey, you know, I'm awesome or, you know.
Absolutely. I think mindset is everything. You can choose to be happy and healthy, or you can choose to be unhealthy and sad. I mean, you make it or break it with your mindset. And that's so important.
And do you think a lot of people get, I guess, sad and upset because it's like, ooh, I think I overspent at Christmas. I went outside my boundaries and, you know, my budget.
You know, I think this day and time, the main thing that we need to think about and come to some type of, I guess, being okay with is acceptance, you know, and appreciation. And expectation is really what blows it out of the water because, you know, we want to give our children things or, you know, buy the nice gift. And I think expecting too much from ourselves actually dampens what the spirit of the season is truly about. So it doesn't matter what it costs. You know, it's the thought that goes behind it. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. So quit getting depressed, you know, and anxious or stressed because you can't buy so-and-so. You know, do something else. You know, it's the true spirit of giving, but it's also the spirit of helping and helping others and even helping yourself. You know, I think it would be a great idea for people to set a goal at least once a week to do something, you know, to help someone else, whether it's to, you know, random ideas would be if you're at the gas station and you see the single mom in the car with the screaming kids, you know, help her pay for the gas.
Pay it forward. We've seen a lot of that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's not like if you don't have a lot of money, it's little things that can help, you know. Mm-hmm. Help the little lady put her groceries in the car at Walmart, although I don't go there very much. It just wears me out. But you know what I'm saying, you know, help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it's just holding the door open for somebody else or letting
Absolutely.
Someone else go ahead of you on a day that it's rainy, you know, let someone else,
yeah.
You know, whether, especially when they're walking. That's what bothers me. You know, everybody's in such a rush.
Yes.
Especially if people are outside walking, have a little patience, you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
All right, Pamela, well, being the intuitive counselor, what is it? I don't know. I guess people probably ask you all the time. It's like, okay, how do you know? How do you see these things? How do you feel them? How do you hear them?
Well, it started a long, long time ago. I was 5 when I discovered my gifts, and I can actually tell you the story. So I grew up on a farm. It was my grandparents' 92-acre farm. Each of the children had a parcel of land in behind my mom and dad's house. There were ponds and caverns, and I was little, and I loved being outside. So one day I actually was outside, and I have no idea why I did this, because I would never do this today, but I followed a snake into one of the caverns. It was a little snake and had a... I can still see the marking on it.
I hate snakes. Oh,
well, I do too. I'm not sure why I did that. But anyway, so when I crawled in the little cavern, it fell in on me and I was buried in there. And keep in mind, I was 5 and I could see little slivers of light. But then I went to the other side and I met my spirit guide. I met my grandmother's, my maternal grandmother's parents, which were my great-grandparents. I saw all kinds of visions, earth events, tsunamis, just lots and lots of things. Some things that have come to pass through the years. my great-grandparents told me things, and I spent time with them on the other side. And I don't even know how to explain this, but it's still very vivid in my memory. So somehow my grandfather figured out where I was, you know, and so they dug me out of this cavern. And from then on, everything changed. I could see colors around people and, you know, come to know through the years its aura. And I'd go to my grandmother's house and I would say, get out the pictures, you know, and I would look at them and I would see pictures of her mom and dad, you know, that I had met on the mm-hmm. other side. And I would tell her the things that they told me. And she realized, you know, that I was like her. I get my gifts from her. And from then on, I would just know things, you know, or I would be around someone and I could feel things about them, or I could see, you know, spirit, people in spirit around them. And so, you know, as a teenager, you don't want to be different. And so I actually wanted to take it back and trade it so I could play the piano for a while.
Okay, I don't want this help. I want to play piano.
Yes.
How'd that
yes.
work out for you?
No. Unfortunately, we get specific gifts, and of course we have to make the choice whether to develop them or not. But, you know, it took me a while to embrace it, and I've been doing this professionally for 33 years now.
Mm-hmm. And so, what did you take up in school?
I actually started out in the medical field, which is kind of neat because I did. I worked with head and neck plastics, Dr. DiPerzio, and we were actually still very good friends. Mm-hmm. And so then I went into cosmetic corrective procedures, and so I was helping people with their outer beauty. So through the years, and I would be working on someone doing a procedure, and their grandmother or mother would show up in spirit. So inevitably, you know, I started doing what I do now. So I kind of tell people, I started out helping them with their outer beauty and ended up helping lots of people with their inner beauty. So,
yeah. And so does this mean you're superstitious?
No.
No.
You know, Friday the 13th, in my mind, actually because I'm a nine, I turned out a nine this time.
So nine.
Yes. I studied numerology for a long time. So Friday the 13th is actually a four.
I'm confused.
1 + 3, you know, in numerology, that would be a four. So it's just another day, you know. If the black cat crosses in front of you, I might cross it out.
Don't even worry about it. Don't sweat it.
Absolutely.
Well, do people ask you, well, you know, when you tell them something or can speak to them from people who have passed, relay information and so forth, isn't there sometimes when people think, well, why can't you get this type of information? Why can't you get these answers? Why can't you get all the answers then?
Yes, and I want to know the same thing. So it just, you don't have control over what comes through spirit. You know, I can honestly say through all the years, there haven't been too many times I haven't been able to connect with whoever, you know, my client wants to connect with. And the neat thing is, I'll have people come up to me in the restaurant, or I'll see them out somewhere, and they're like, oh, you told me so-and-so, or blah, blah, blah. And I'm standing there, you know, in smiling and surprised, too. I'm like, really? Did I say that? You know, it still amazes me all these years.
Mm-hmm. And what do most of your clients ask you about this time of year?
Well,
the holidays and...
The main thing is they want to know that their loved ones are happy and safe, and they really didn't make it to the other side. And yes, we all go to heaven. You know, we're living in hell, and I'm not going to get all into the, you know, religious beliefs or anything, but I've come to learn on the other side, there are different levels that we go to based on how we've evolved in our physical life.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have made, you know, not so great choices or, you know, off decisions or whatever, you know, they would go to a different level. I have come to realize that when we're here, we don't really understand how the evolution process takes place. And so what I try to teach people is the greatest gift truly is love, because we're here to learn how to love ourselves and others the way God loves us. So when people, you know, come in and they want to know what's going on, they want to know that their loved ones are safe, then they made it to the other side, they're not suffering anymore, and how to connect with them. And I love that, because I've been working one-on-one with people for, well, over 20 years. I have an apprenticeship program where I help them learn how to develop their own intuitive gifts.
But people have to have something. You can't just
think,
well, oh, I want to do this. Or,
well, we all have certain gifts. Okay, mm-hmm. Like, if, for example, anyone can sit down and play a piano. But as you know, there are some people that can actually really sit down and play. Mm-hmm. So when you develop your intuitive gifts, you know, you can learn how to get more in touch with yourself. And through meditation and mind exercises, well, it's kind of like a life coach program too. If you get your mind right, the rest of your life's pretty much going to get right too.
Mm-hmm.
So I love working with people, and I just can't say enough.
Now, you mentioned that. Meditation.
Yes.
And getting your mind right. Now, is that something that, you know, we should be practicing every day, that, you know, anybody, anywhere, anyone?
Yes.
Especially around this time of year?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. Meditation, there are so many studies on meditation, how beneficial it is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Children, you know, there have been studies about, instead of nap time, they do meditation time. And, you know, in other countries, I'm not sure we've actually got there yet. Hopefully we will. But meditation is so beneficial for many, many things. Medically, it's been proven, learning how to calm yourself. And it de-stresses you. It changes your actual physical makeup in order to be more healthy, to be calmer. So, yes, and I do teach meditation. You can actually go to my website. I have, you know, a lot of different things that I write about and offer through, you know, my work.
And what is your website?
It's www.PamelaNine, all spelled out, PamelaNine.com.
And give us a little brief synopsis about how do you meditate? Like, I feel like I meditate. I relax. Is it the same thing?
Yes, and there are many, many different forms of meditation. There's walking meditations, breathing. And so during my apprenticeship program, one of the first things that I do with my students is actually help them learn how to meditate. And I give them different types of meditation to work with. One is essential breath. There's mindful awareness meditations, concentrated focus meditations, moving meditations, guided meditations. I mean, I can go on and on. You can be as simple or as, you know, eccentric, or that's probably not a good term, but, you know, you can get out there.
So I can walk and be meditating.
Absolutely. And you probably are and don't even realize it. you know, now I don't recommend meditating while you're driving, mm-hmm. but
especially not me and other distracted drivers.
Yes, yes. But have you ever had that sensation where you're driving and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, I'm already here?
I've had that, or think, oh, wow, I missed my exit.
Yes. Well, you've kind of gone into a zone, mm-hmm. you know, or if you're out walking or sitting on the patio, you know, sometimes don't you just feel like this calm sense and mm-hmm. serene peace comes over you and your body actually calms down? And that's what meditation is. It's getting centered and being calm. And it's very simple. It, you know, people think of meditation, you automatically have a visual image of, you know, this guru going, you know,
yeah.
Yes, you can do that
humming
too.
And, you know, sitting there Indian style or laying on your back with a light shut off. But that's not so.
No, I mean, there are very simple types of meditation. One of the easiest types of meditation that I teach is called essential breath. Basically, you sit in a chair and you breathe. There's a trick to it, though, because, you know, when you sit down and you try to start breathing, you know, you're going to have all of these thoughts come in and out of your head. Well, you have to learn how to control those. So you get a focal point and take your focus back to that focal point within yourself. And I like to use where you associate breathing. For example, it could be under your nose.
That's where I'm thinking.
Yeah. Under your nose, mm-hmm. in your chest, or in your, you know, stomach diaphragm area. So, for example, if you're sitting there and you're breathing, you have your eyes closed, and all of a sudden you're going to, you know, go through this process of, oh, my God, I'm meditating. Wonder what time it is. You know, all the things that ego or mind mm-hmm. does to get you, you know, off of the meditation. And so what you do is just take your focus back to that breathing point and don't go into a dialogue with the thoughts. Just let them go. You know, and the more you do that, the easier it gets. That it's a really simple process. Come and see me.
I gotta learn to meditate a lot more.
Yes.
Except for when in the car. You
know? Yes.
Well, Pamela, it's been great talking to you. Pamela Nine, who is a medium and intuitive counselor. Today we've been talking about, yes, meditation. We've been talking about ways to keep stress-free during this time of year, the holidays, and as we get into a new year, and, you know, don't be afraid, and dealing with the loss of loved ones. There's just, you know, there is a lot to be concerned about out there, but, you know, maybe just get yourself a nice bubble bath, pour a glass of wine, and do some meditation.
Perfect. And most of all, you know, remember what the season truly is about.
It's about loving.
And our whole purpose for being here is that too. So remember.
All right. Happy 2020, Pamela Nine.
Thank you.